Well, Dean, this is a different week. You got to go back to your college days a little bit as a coordinator and a head coach to against this offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, you know, they're still a zone team primarily. That's what they want to be. You know, what Shanahan's always been when he was at Denver. But they've obviously, with the quarterback being the guy that he is, they've added this dimension to it with the option and the read keep. So, you know, it's really a great scheme because they really have two different schemes.
Right, and they get extra blockers that way, basically, because you always got to account for the quarterback and maybe even a pitch man.
Right, well, the thing of it is the quarterback is the extra ball carrier. So even though you have a lead, normally in most of the schemes that we see in the NFL, you got a fullback or some kind of a lead blocker and a tailback. Well, now you got a fullback, a tailback, and you got a quarterback who may actually play like the tailback. So, yeah, you got a lot of options there.
So what do you do defensively? I mean, it's not something you obviously see week to week. Do you have to build special type defenses for this?
Well, I don't think you can't just reinvent the wheel in a week, in 3 days, and go in here and expect these guys to do it. What you got to do is take your scheme that you know how to run and then manufacture it so that it can take care of all the phases in the option game, the dive, the keep, and the pitch. And so from that point, that's what you got to do.
Of course. By putting those extra men at times or assignment, whatever you want to call it, it does make his passing game a lot easier. Maybe is the explanation why he's only got 4 interceptions as a rookie.
Well, most of the teams are going to play zone against him and not a lot of man coverage because you can't have guys having their back turned to the option or balls pitched and the guy's running downfield with his back turned. And it's hard to figure out who's in man coverage anyhow with all the motion and the shifts and stuff. So, yeah, he probably gets a clean look more than most quarterbacks.
Now, how do you put pressure on him then, too? Does that make their line blocking easier for their line and maybe tougher for you guys because you got to sort of slow down your rush a little bit to see what they're going to do?
Well, if you watch, most people don't get a lot of pass rush on him until it maybe can get to third down, and then you can really, you know, hope like heck that you don't get the option. But, you know, to run guys through, you're taking a chance. You know, you may do it, you may not do it. I mean, I've seen teams do it and be successful, and seen teams get gutted, too. So, you know, you just got to figure out what you think is the most calculated and best pressure that you have and try to work it.
Yeah, because last week, I guess one of the things from my standpoint was I was surprised you didn't get more pressure on Batch because the week before at San Diego, you were getting really good pressure. I think you had 6 sacks and all that, and then especially with the offensive line issues that they had. When you look back at that film, was that just a matter of guys not winning their one-on-one battle?
No, the truth of it is, you look back at it, it was the Pittsburgh Steelers using max protection to keep us from pressuring. We pressured 20 times in that game. Everybody's, you know.
Well, I mean pressure, I mean getting to it.
But you got 4 rushers and they got 7 blockers.
Right.
So everybody's getting pretty much, except for one guy, everybody's pretty much getting double-teamed. I mean, we didn't get to him with hardly any pressures because they maxed it up all the time. And even at the end, and when we were trying to just cover him, you know, it was still max pressure, and he's just getting the ball out quick. So even when we had guys get free, I mean, we hit the crap out of him on the 3rd down and 8 at the end of the game, which to me was a crucial 3rd down.
Right.
And we smacked the heck out of him, but he got the ball off in time because it was a quick throw, completed it, got the 1st down, and it was key. We pressured on both the touchdowns. And so, you know, the problem was is we had a tough time getting to him because they came into that game saying, we're going to get the ball out quick and we're also not going to let you pressure him.
All right. Tackling also maybe. The big back tackling, were you surprised at how they were able to get some yards after contact?
Well, they had 2. Yeah. They had 2. They really had 2 plays, and one was the bounce-out play.
Right.
Ray Rice did the exact same thing to their defense, got caught back there in the back. And what happens is everybody kind of thinks the play is over and kind of relaxes and the guy gets hidden back there and he bounced out. You know, if we just keep leverage on the thing, you know, the two big runs that they actually had, we had the guy stop for no gain and then he bounced out. So it's not so much mistackling, it was just absolute poor leverage more than mistackling.
Right, because this week tackling is going to be a key because you're going to get a lot of one-on-one open space in the scheme that they run. You're going to have to make those open field tackles.
Well, no doubt about it. Tackling is a key issue. That's why you got to have great eyes and good discipline, and we got to be, you know, we got to play our responsibilities right to the nth.
All right. Well, good luck, Coach.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. All right.